You will hear a number of different recordings, and you have to answer questions on what you hear. There'll be time for you to read the instructions and questions, and you have a chance to check your work. All the recordings will be played only once. The test is in four sections. At the end of the test, you will be given 10 minutes to transfer your answers to your answer sheet. Now turn to section one. Section one. You will hear a conversation between a man and a woman. First, you have some time to look at questions 1 to 10. Now listen carefully and answer questions 1 to 10.
Hello, I'd like to become a member of the gym.
Certainly. Have you filled out an application form?
Not yet. Do you have one?
Yes, I've got one right here. Or I could just enter your details directly into the computer. It would be quicker.
Okay, go ahead.
Could you tell me your name, please?
My surname is Pierce. P-I-E-R-C-E. And my given name is Sharon. S-H-A-R-O-N.
Thank you. And your address?
70 Welcome Lane, Tipton, TP3, 4MB.
Could I just note your date of birth?
13th of July, 1980.
Are you just applying for membership of the gym, or would you like to join the health spa as well? There's a special price of £50 a month, or £130 for 3 months.
I'd just like to join the gym, thanks.
Okay, that's £20 a month, £50 every 3 months, or £180 a year.
I'll pay for the year.
Will you be paying by credit card?
Yes, here you are.
Thank you. Card number 46739702-0361. Expiry date, September 2009. Okay, I'll just print out a form for you to sign and you're a member. There you are. Sign here, please.
Great, thank you. Could you just show me around very quickly?
Certainly. Mike, could you take over here for a few minutes? Come this way. Right by reception, we have a refreshment area serving healthy food and drinks. No coffee or chocolate.
What a good idea.
Beyond that, as you can see, there's the main gym area. The treadmills are by the window, so you get a great view across the river. Opposite them are various machines, and at the far end you can see the free weights area. If you look at the far end, you'll see two doors. The one on the left is the ladies' changing area, and the one on the right is the men's.
And the swimming pool?
There's a door in each changing area that leads to the swimming pool.
The health spa is upstairs, isn't it?
Yes. There's a flight of stairs leading from each changing room to the spa area. Oh, I forgot to mention that there's a sauna beside each changing area. Our members love using those after a workout.
How many members are there?
About 300 people, of which 200 are members of both the gym and health spa. Only about half of those people come regularly.
Does it ever get crowded?
It can get a little cramped at the weekends and occasionally in the evenings during the week. A lot of people like to use the treadmills. There are no rules about how long you can use a particular machine, but we ask people to be considerate. The swimming pool rarely gets crowded.
Are most of the members men or women?
I'd say that there are a few more women than men. Ladies are more likely to join the gym and spa, whilst men usually just join the gym.
Well, thank you very much. I'll be along tomorrow for my first workout. You're open at 7, right?
Yes, we're open from 7 in the morning to 10 in the evening. See you tomorrow. That is the end of section 1. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 2. Section 2. You will hear a monologue. First, you have some time to look at questions 11 to 20. Now listen carefully and answer questions 11 to 20.
We understand the importance accommodation plays in student life, which is why we aim to provide you with not only the best possible range and standard of housing, but also advice and assistance on the whole accommodation process. With our help, you should find yourself somewhere you want to live and get settled in with as little hassle as possible. Throughout the guide that I have just handed out, you will find details of the wide range of accommodation available at the university and how you can apply for it. We hope that the information we provide will assist you to make your choices, but please contact us at any time if you have any questions. Our accommodation ranges from the catered to the self-catered, the modern to the traditional, and is based over 25 sites across the city, all of which are located within a short walk or bus ride of the city centre. First, let's look at catered accommodation. Moving away from home for the first time can be as scary as it is exciting. Our traditional catered accommodation makes things easier for you, with meals included in the rent and a comprehensive support network to help you adjust. And with around 2,000 students in catered accommodation, you'll have ample opportunity to make new friends. If you like choosing what and when to eat, self-catering will be ideal. More than half of our new students live in self-catered accommodation, which offers a taste of real independence, plus the benefits of a sociable and supportive environment. You can choose from either self-catering flats, larger occupancy residences, or university-managed accommodation for one person, flats, couples, or families. Then there's private accommodation. University accommodation isn't for everyone. If for some reason you don't get a place or would prefer to rent privately, we also have a register of university-approved accommodation and can offer advice and support if you want to rent private flats or lodgings in the city. Now, here you can see a map of the university accommodation nearest to the campus. Malvern Halls are located on Humber Road, between Severn Road and Thames Road. This is the tallest halls of residence, being a 25-storey block of student flats. You can get a good view of the campus from here. Grampian Halls are also located between Severn Road and Thames Road, where Lane joins the two. Don't get Liverpool Road confused with Liverpool Lane, as I just did. It's on the south side of the street. Brecon Halls are between the South Gate and the West Gate. They're very slightly nearer the West Gate, actually. These halls are popular because they are newer and the rooms are somewhat larger than in older halls. Sperrin Halls are nearest to the South Gate, on Avon Road, but not opposite it. Well, whichever type of accommodation you go for, I hope it suits you. Now, I'd like to mention...
That is the end of section 2. You now have half a minute to check your answers. Now turn to section 3. Section 3. You will hear a conversation. First, you have some time to look at questions 21 to 30. Now listen carefully and answer questions 21 to 30.
Hi, Tom. How are you? Have you been here long?
Hi, Jenny. I'm fine. I arrived yesterday on Sunday. How about you?
I got here last week on Wednesday. No, sorry, just a minute. What day is it today? Thursday, not Wednesday.
Why did you come so early? We don't have to be here until tomorrow. Couldn't wait to be free from your parents, I bet.
Very funny. I know I came a bit earlier than most people, but I wanted to move my things into my flat and take a look around the campus and the town. So, did you decide to take English literature in the end?
No, I changed my mind and decided on European history instead. At school, you said you were going to take geography, right?
Yes, although I was also considering geology.
Sounds the same to me.
Well, I guess there are similarities, but they're not quite the same. What kind of information have you been given about your courses?
Well, not much. I've got my timetable and a basic reading list.
Yeah, me too. I've been given a list of books to start reading. I think there are 5 or 6 of them.
Yeah, I've got a similar list. They're just books that provide the basics for the courses during the first year.
So, what's your timetable like? I get Wednesday and Friday afternoons off, but the rest of the days are fairly full.
Me too. Do your lectures and seminars start next week too?
Yes, I think everyone's do. This week is just orientation, isn't it?
That's what I gathered. My first class on Monday morning is, wait for it, oh, modern British history. I'm looking forward to that. How about you?
Human geography, also on Monday morning.
It says here that the title of the first lecture is The Victorian Legacy. Sounds good. How about you?
I've got Global Population Distribution. Intriguing. Where are you living?
I got a place in the Halls of Residence at Wish Lane Hall.
Wish, as in make a wish?
Funny name, eh?
I'm at Bridge Road Halls of Residence.
That's very close to the university campus, isn't it? My place is a bit further away.
Can you walk, or do you need to take a bus?
I can walk, but it takes about 30 minutes. There's a bus. I guess I'll walk if it's not a bad day, and take the bus if it's raining.
I'll think of you when I'm taking the 5-minute walk from my hall to the lecture theatre.
I'm sure you will. At least I've got somewhere to stay if I don't want to walk home.
Cheeky!
Is your hall near the main gate or the north gate?
The north gate. Hey, I'm on my way to the shops. Coming?
Sure. What are you going to buy? Food?
Well, I might pick up a few things, but I was really going to buy some notebooks for taking lecture notes, seminar notes, and some printer paper.
That's a good idea. I need a few binders to put my notes in.
That's a good idea. I'll get a couple too. Pencils? No, I've got a few.
Oh, some pens. I always seem to lose them. Well, you've been here the longest. Where do we go?
There's a shop here on campus near the main gate. There's a cafe next door, so we can stop there too if you like.
Great idea. I could do with a coffee and a cake. That is the end of section 3. You now have 30 seconds to check your answers. Now turn to section 4. Section 4. You will hear a presentation. First, you have some time to look at questions 31 to 40. Now listen carefully and answer questions 31 to 40. Welcome to this presentation on the results of our survey of Asian students in Australia, the UK and the US. Australia is growing in popularity among Asian students, while the UK and the US are losing ground as the place to study for a degree, according to our international survey. Our research is based on the views of 1,500 undergraduates from 10 Asian countries studying in Britain, the USA and Australia. 60% of the students were aged between 18 and 21, and 30% were between 22 and 25. 4 in 10 students cited a better quality of education as their main reason for studying away from their home country. About 27% said they were doing it to broaden their experience and because they were attracted by the cultural experience of living in a foreign country. Business, commerce, and marketing are still by far the most dominant field of study, attracting almost 2/5 of students. 3/4 of Asian students polled in Australia said it was their first choice, compared to less than half when we conducted the same survey in the year 2000. From an Australian perspective, it's very positive, because more and more students are consciously choosing Australia rather than it being a second choice. The UK and American parts of the survey show that they are no longer the preferred destinations they were, despite still being seen as offering the best education in the world. Australian universities have done a really good job of promoting Australia as well as their own universities. Australia is seen as good value for money and is attracting the more price-sensitive students. Australia's overseas students' enrolments have doubled since the year 2000 to 200,000 in 2006, at a time when they have declined in the US and the UK's share of the global market is declining. Reflecting this increase, Australia's education exports rose 17.8% last year and were valued at more than $5 billion for the first 9 months of 2006. In the United States, a clampdown on foreign students following the terrorist attacks on September the 11th has made many Asian students feel unwelcome. As a result, applications to American universities have declined. This could happen in the UK. If students find it hard to get visas, they could question whether the country really wanted them. Another factor in Australia's growing popularity was the wish of some members of the growing Asian middle class to settle in the country after studying there. The cost of study and value for money also featured highly on the list of reasons students gave for choosing Australia as a study destination. Much higher than in Britain, 34% said they selected Australia because they thought living expenses were relatively less expensive, and 20% made their decision because tuition fees were cheaper. Quality remained the biggest draw card for students wanting to study in Australia, reinforcing the critical importance of its reputation overseas, according to new research. Asian students still ranked the US and Britain as having the highest quality universities, but Australia rated third. But ahead of other destinations like Canada, New Zealand and Germany. Despite the emergence of transnational education programs, 81% of students did not consider undertaking a foreign degree in their home country. It seems that the concern that these programs are going to diminish the number of foreign students is a bit premature. Only 4% of those enrolled in Australia had studied overseas before, a figure we attribute to an emerging middle class of Asian students wanting to study offshore. In the past, many Asian students had come from their home country's elite, high-income families whose parents had studied abroad. What we've got now is an emerging middle class who maybe haven't travelled before and whose parents were not educated overseas. Our study also shows that students rely more on education agents than in the past, with implications for universities that plug direct enrolments online. Whilst our findings are good for Australia, which is increasing in popularity as a study destination, they do not mean that Australia can rest on its laurels as competition is increasing from a growing number of institutions and study destinations. That is the end of Section 4. You now have half a minute to check your answers. That is the end of the listening test, the IELTS test. You now have 10 minutes to transfer your answers to the listening answer sheet.